弟兄姊妹，主内平安。
Peace in Christ, brothers and sisters.
请弟兄姊妹，请将圣经放到马太福音。
Please open your Bible, turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
我们从第一节读到第八节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 8.
我想仍然请弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节。完了，青少年可以用英文念。
Let the brothers read the outer verse, and the sisters read the even verse, and the youth can read English the whole way.
好，马太福音九章第一节，弟兄请。耶稣上了船，渡过海，来到自己的城里。有几个文士心里说，这个人说前王的话了。或说你的罪赦了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？那人就起来回家去了。好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious word.
因着你的话语，让我们知道我们在地上该如何活着。
From your word, we know how do we live this life.
也因着你的话语，知道我们人生的意义究竟在哪里。
And from your word, we know the meaning of our life.
你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is the light of feet and lamp on the road.
是我们人生的指南。
Is our compass in our life.
我们在这里向你祈求，求你将你的话语向我们开启。
We pray.Your word open to us.
因着你的话语，我们从你那里得到能力。
We get benefit and strength from your word.
能够遵循你的话语。
So we can follow your word.
荣耀你的名。
Glorify your name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 好，我们今天所读的八节经文，记载了主耶稣又一个神迹。
Today we read more verses, and it's recorded another miracles done by Jesus.
我们从经文中看到，主耶稣行的这个神迹，不只是为了让那个瘫子站起来，让瘫痪的病得到医治。
And we from these verses we know, Lord Jesus had this miracle. It's not just for this paralytic, not just to heal him so he can walk.
因为主耶稣叫他站起来之前对他说，小子放心吧，你的罪赦了。
Because Lord Jesus before let him walk and told him this sentence, take heart my son, your sins are forgiven.
主耶稣在这里有一个非常重要的宣告，就是他有赦罪的权柄。
Here Lord Jesus has a very important claim or proclamation.Because he has the authority to forgive sin.
我们后面将会看到，主耶稣特意的向这一群人宣告他有赦罪的权柄。
Later we'll see why. And here Jesus to this particular crowd and proclaim he has the authority to forgive sin.
这里就包含着上帝拣选的真理在里面。
Here is the truth of God's election.
或者弟兄姊妹会疑惑了，哦，刚才念的八节经文里根本没有看到有什么上帝拣选的意思，胡牧师你是不是搞错了？
Maybe the brother and sister, you were confused because these verses did not seem to talk about an election. So, Pastor Hu, maybe you are mistaken.
如果我们从整本圣经，我们仔细的看，似乎圣经里都谈到上帝的主权和拣选。
But if you look at the Bible in the whole, you will know Bible is always talking about the sovereignty of our God and the election of God.
甚至有个神学家这么说，如果说我们把圣经中上帝拣选拿去，就不是这本圣经了。
Some theologian will say if we take away the election of God, then the Bible is not the Bible we see.
为了能够认识到耶稣在宣告他有赦罪权柄的时候有拣选的真理在里面，
If we want to understand and know when JesusClaim he has authority to forgive sin to these people, and this implies he has the election, a God elect. And,
我们就要回到这个圣经的上文去看。
And we need to go back to the early part of these verses in this book.
所以说我和大家分享的第一个小题目是分别。
And today the first, A chapter is separation.
我们怎么样从圣经上文下文中看到主耶稣这里有分别的意思在里面？
And from the Bible, if we look at the verses before that, how we can see this has the concept of separation or setting apart.
当然，这个上文要回到比较前面，我们要回到马太福音四章的23-25节。
And we need to go back to chapter 4, verse 23-25 of Book of Matthew.
这是主耶稣讲登山宝训前面的经文。
And this year, before the Beatitudes, the Sermon of the Mount.
然后5-7是主耶稣的登山宝训。
And the chapter 5-7 are the Sermon of the Mount.
我们一起来看马太福音4-23-25节。
Now let's read verse 23-25 of chapter 4.
好，青少年自己看自己的经文。那弟兄姊妹，我来念。马太福音4:23。
And to save time, the youth please just read the verse 23-25, and I'll ask please listen to Pastor Hu reading this scripture.
耶稣走遍了加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的都带来了，耶稣就医好了他们。当下有许多人从加利利、底加伯利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟随他，来跟着他。我们从这个经文看到，就是耶稣在登山宝训之前，他传讲天国的福音，他医治各样的疾病，所以说有许许多多人从各地来跟随他。这个跟随他的人有从叙利亚来的。
Okay, before the Sermon of Mount.And Jesus had performed many miracles and preached the kingdom of God. So a lot of people throughout the area come before him.
叙利亚是当时罗马的一个省，它的面积就相当于现在的叙利亚国和黎巴嫩这两国的土地。
And here said his fame spread throughout all Syria.And at that time, Syria is the province of Rome Empire, and it is about the modern-day Syria and the Lebanon.
他在犹太国的北面。
It's north of Judah.
在第二十五节列了各个地名。
And in verse 25, there's several place names.
那这些地名是指除了撒玛利亚以外，叙利亚南面的犹太地。都包括在里面了。
And it's besides the Samaria and all the places south of Judea are also included.
我们可以说这时候整个那一大块土地的人都来跟随耶稣。
And we can say in that land everywhere people come follow Jesus.
所以到了第五章第一第二两节，耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。
And now we go to chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. And Jesus seeing the crowd, he went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples come to him. And he opened his mouth and taught him, saying.
然后紧接下去就是五章开始主耶稣的登山宝训。
And from verse 3 is the sermon of the mountain.
当然我们知道登山宝训是圣经中所记载的耶稣最长的一篇讲道。
And the Sermon of the Mount is the longest preaching of Jesus in the Bible, recorded in the Bible.
我们教会登山宝训讲了三十多讲。
And the Beatitudes or the Sermon of the Mount, we, in this church, I preach for more than 30 Sundays.
我们从这些讲道中知道登山宝训主耶稣讲的是基督徒生命的真谛。
And from this Bible verses, we know this is the basis of our life, our Christian life.
也就是说，我们称为基督徒，我们应该有的生命特征。
And since we're called Christians, then in our life, what's the characteristics we should have?
我们过了登山宝训，到了第八章第一节。我们看第八章第一节。
And now let's pass the Sermon of the Mount, go to chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节说，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。
When he came down from the mountainside, large crowd followed him.
我们必须确定，这时候跟随耶稣的有两种人在里面。
And we should know, at this time, there's two types of people following Jesus.
一种就是四章二十四到二十五节所描写的人，他们是为了看神迹跟随耶稣。
And one is the people described in chapter 4, verse 24-25, and these the people following Jesus want to see his miracles.
第二种人是在山上听了主耶稣的登山宝训，他们是为了真理来跟随耶稣。
The second type of people is they heard the Sermon of the Mount.And they following Jesus because they seeking the truth.
然后我们到八章的十八节，我们看到耶稣见许多人围着自己，就吩咐门徒渡到加利利海的另一边。
And so now we read chapter 8, the verse 18. Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
来到加他那人的地方，马太福音记载，耶稣在加他那人的地方只做了一件事，就是赶出两个被鬼所附身人身上的鬼。
And now they reach a place called Gadarenes, and in the book of Matthew, recorded only one miracle Jesus did in this place, Gadarenes, and that is he drive out two demons from one person.
我们今天念的经文一开始就说耶稣上了船渡过海来到了自己的家乡，也就是耶稣又从加利利海的加他那地方又 渡海回到了他下山时候的地方。
And today the word says Jesus got in trouble, he crossed over and come to his own city. So what does this mean? This means he went back to the place he come down from the mountainsideWhere he did the Sermon of the Mount.
我们看到主耶稣下山以后两次频繁的渡海。
And now we know Jesus come down from the mountainside and he crossed the Sea of Galilee twice.
当然了，不是因为主耶稣说我太累了，我要躲开他们，我 坐在船上，他们没法跟着我。
And it's not because Jesus said, okay, I'm so tired, I'm just going to sit on the boat and cruise around the Sea of Galilee.
或者说主耶稣没事干了坐船，休闲休闲。
or he's just doing some sightseeing.
主耶稣不会的。
Jesus will not do that.
主耶稣这次两次来回渡海，就有他的目的在里面。
And there is the meaning of this. He crossed the Sea of Galilee twice.
我们知道加利利海是一个很小的海。
And we know the Sea of Galilee is very small.
上次我们已经讲过了，加利利海宽才13公里，长才24公里。
It's very small. The widest part is only 13 kilometers, and the longest part is only 24 kilometers.
所以说这么小的一个海，其实就是一个湖，它里面不可能有大的船，也不可能有许多船。
And it's just a lake, and you can call it a lake Galilee. So in this small lake, there will not be big boats, and there will not be very many small boats either.
所以说，耶稣两次渡海，自然而然就会撇下许多跟随他的人，他们没法跟着耶稣走。
And so Jesus crossed.This Sea of Galilee twice, so a lot of people cannot follow Jesus anymore.
和我可以说，那些被撇下的、没有跟随耶稣走的渡海的人，是那些想看神迹的。
And the people who were left behind when Jesus crossed the lake, the Sea of Galilee, are those people who just want to see Jesus perform the miracle.
如果想听耶稣基督讲的真理的人，一般来说你撇不下他们。
So, but the people who want to follow Jesus because seeking the truth, they will not be left behind because they will follow Jesus no matter what.
这道理很简单。如果是想看神迹的人，他自己又没病，也没被鬼附着啊，他看神迹只是与自己没有根本利益的关系。只是自己好奇，或者说要有新鲜感。
It's very simple. You know, for the people who want to see the miracles, if they are not sick and they were not possessed by the demon, so the miracle fundamentally has nothing to do with it. And so they follow Jesus is because they are curious and they want to see something new.
我们知道新鲜的感觉只是一次两次，如果每天都在这个感觉里，你就不新鲜了，自然了。
So the feeling of something new, you know, is just once or twice. If you see these things every day, then it's nothing new anymore.
所以说他们的兴趣就会渐渐的减少。
And they lost the interest.
这是很自然的。
So it's very natural.
你就听小品听相声，你一直听同一个小品同一个相声，听第三遍你就不想听了。
If you listen to jokes and monologues, and so if you listen too many times, then it's nothing new to you and you lost the interest.
就是他们不会费很大的力气、很大的精力与耶稣基督渡到海这边，完了过两天又渡回了。
And they would not spend much energy.Or their effort to cross the Sea of Galilee following Jesus.
就真正有病的人，如果他病得医治了，他也不会继续跟随耶稣。想跟的耶稣也没让他跟。
And also for the people who are sick, if they were healed, then they probably won't follow Jesus anymore. And even they want to follow, it's probably very difficult to do so.
但是要想听耶稣所传讲真理的人就不一样了。
But for the one who are following Jesus for his word, for the truth, then things are different.
因为这个真理与他有密切相关。
Because truth is very deeply related to that.
这个真理能够告诉他在世上应该如何生活。
And this truth will tell them how to live their life.
这个真理不但与他眼前的事情有关，也与他的一生有关。
And this truth not only impacts their current affairs in their life, it's for their lifetime.
虽然那时候他们还可以说他们还不知道耶稣就是那位赐永远生命的主。
And we should know, probably at that time, they don't know or they don't understand that Jesus is the Lord, gave them the everlasting life.
但真理一定告诉我们你活的真正的意义在哪里。
But the truth will tell them,
所以说一个希望自己 活在世上有真正意义的人，他一定会跟随耶稣。我怎么不跟啊？我不跟，我不知道我怎么活啊。
And so for the people who is going after the meaning of their life, they will try their best, make a great effort to follow Jesus.
所以说他为了要知道自己应该如何生活，他会克服各样的困难去跟随耶稣。
And they will overcome many obstacles. They will follow Jesus.
所以说他们是一群你撇不下的人。
And they are the crowd you cannot left behind.
有的弟兄的人或者说啊，牧师，你这是你的推测。
And some of you may say, Pastor Wu, this is just your guess, your imagination.
但是我们看今天的经文，支持我这个推测是对的。
And but today's words support my assumption.
所以说，我们要回到今天经文，马太福音九章一到八节记载的神迹。
Now let's go back to the chapter 9, verse 1 to 8, this miracle.
当然我们要看马太福音九章一到八节相同的经文，在马可福音也有记载，在路加福音也有记载。
But we know these verses in book of Matthew has a similar description in book of Mark and Luke.
在路加福音记载在两二章的一到十二节，
在马可福音，
在马可福音，
okay.
对不起。
In the book of Mark, it was recorded in chapter 2, verse 1 to 12.
在路加福音记载在五章的十七到二十六节。
In Luke, it's in chapter 5, verse 17 to 26.
大家可以先把它放到马可福音和路加福音这两章经文的地方，你知道我们会看这两段经文。
And please open your Bible to these two places, and we will talk about them as we go.
首先，我们要确定它这三段经文所记载的是同一个主题。
And first, we should make sure.These three places, they are recording the same thing.
同样是医治一个瘫痪病人，而且在医治的过程中，主耶稣与文士之间的对话是相同的。
And Jesus is healing the same paralytics. And not only that, during the process of the healing, and Jesus and the scribes had the same conversation.
但是我为什么希望弟兄姊妹能看马可福音和路加福音呢？
But why I want you to read the Mark and the Luke?
因为对他们对当时候的场景描写是不同的。
But they describe of the condition and the details are somewhat different.
马太福音记载的是最简单的，它只有八节经文。
Book of Matthew is the simplest one, only eight verses.
而马可和路加福音呢，就记载的比较详细。
And there is more details in Mark and Luke.
但是他们之间呢，还有各不同的侧重点，能够互相补充。
And they're complementary to each other because they focus, their focus is somewhat different, is slightly different.
我们看马可福音二章一节。
Now let's read Mark chapter 2 verse 1.
过了一些日子，耶稣又进了加百诺。这句话就与马太福音耶稣从加百诺渡海去到加他拉地方，后来又渡回到加百诺是相吻合的。
And here, verse 1. A few days later, when Jesus again entered the Capernaum, so this is the same as in.Matthew, when Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee from the mountainside to the other side, then crossed the Sea of Galilee again, come back to Capernaum, is the same.
马可福音二章二节是这么说的：人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道。
Verse 2. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them.
这是马可记载的一个场景。
So this is how Mark described.
耶稣在屋里讲道。
Jesus preaching inside the room.
屋里坐满了人。
And inside it's crowded.
所以有不少人就在站在门前门口那个地方听。
And inside is full, so some people have to stand at the door.
我们要想象这个场景。
Let's imagine this place.
可能房子不是很大，但当时耶稣在里面讲道，就是许多人听到的人甚至挤不进去。
Maybe the room was not that big. So many people want to hear Jesus' word, so not everybody can get in.
当然，路加福音对聚集这么多人，路加福音他有一个交代。路加福音说，这些人是从加利利各乡村和犹大并耶路撒冷来的，其中也有法利赛人和文士。啊，我们路加福音记载说是教法师，其实就是文士这不同的名字。
And now if you open Luke described who are these people. In verse 17, Luke chapter 5, he said.One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and the teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there.
可以这么说，在房子里面，房子外面的人都是在听耶稣基督讲道。
And we can say, whether you're inside, whether they're inside or outside, they're there to hear Jesus preaching.
他们是一群对真理、对信仰很认真的人。
They are the people who are very serious of their faith and about the truth.
如果其中有人对耶稣基督讲到的真理不太感兴趣
，Or let's say if someone was not so interested in the preaching,
他就不会挤在房子里面。
They would not be in such crowded place.
他就在门口的空地上。
So he may just standing outside.
在门口的空地上，可能听不清楚耶稣讲到的内容。
So they will not hear very clearly about what Jesus is preaching.
不过他不喜欢听耶稣讲道，所以无所谓。
So they don't care because they don't want to listen anyway.
然而门口空气就很新鲜。
But there's fresh air outside.
你说你要知道，我在家庭教会里知道，在中国家庭教会有这样体会。一个屋里挤满的人都在听到，你那里面的空气是相当不新鲜。
If you go to China, you go to house church in China, and then they will worship, they will meet in very small places, and usually it's very crowded, and inside the air is not fresh.
所以说，对耶稣讲到内容不太感兴趣的人，一般来说他不会挤在里面。
So let's say.We can say if they are not so interested in the preaching of the Jesus, they will not go inside.
这是一般的规律。
So that's just natural.
不但是听到了，就是说我们小时候上课的时候都是这样。
This is not just for preaching. And when we were little, when we go to take classes, we probably behave the same way.
如果你对那个课不感兴趣
，If you are not interested in that class,
你肯定不会坐在阶梯教室的老师的底下。
And if you're not interested, you will not sit right in front of the teacher.
你肯定坐在后排，靠脚上，靠边上，靠墙。
Or you probably sit behind or on the side.
因为你对这个课不感兴趣，你会分不注意。
Because you're not interested, so you will be easily distracted.
你没法集中精力。
And you will not focus your attention.
你住在老师的鼻子底下，老师和你两眼一对，就知道你在开小差。
And if you sit right in front of your teacher, and the teacher look at you, you look at the teacher,
所以
you know you're the.
你坐得很远。
So you will sit far away.
老师看不到你眼睛。
And the teacher cannot see you.
你开小差也没关系。
And so you can dream away.
当然也不是说全是这样，也有的人就是说，他学习的方法就听课对他没帮助。
Well, not just this. Well, let's say some people, they're not very little benefit received from the class.
有的人学习就是我自己看书写啊，听课不行。
And somebody, you know, just they can read very well, but you know, listening in the class is not their forte.
听说那个陈州那个秋雨之福的王姨大学从来没去听过课。
And now we talk about the pastor Wang Yi from the church in Chengdu. When he's in college, he didn't go to class.
他就是一个自己看书的。
And he liked to read on his own.
每次考试确实好成绩。
But when the test comes, he will always get a good grade.
所以说，我这样说就是说，一个对讲道的内容不感兴趣，或者说我不喜欢听的人，他就不会坐在。挤在屋子里面。
好、oh, ，I just want to say, if someone is not interested in the preaching, then they would not come inside and be very crowded and inside.
所以站在门口的就是那些应该说是对耶稣讲道不太感兴趣的。
So those people who are standing outside, probably are not less interested in the preaching.
如果他对耶稣讲道不感兴趣，却待在门口门外不走。
But let's say if someone is not interested in the preaching, but they are standing outside and they are not going away,
那他干什么
？Why they're there?
等着看神迹。
They're waiting for the miracle.
啊，如果有神迹来了，我就能看到神迹了。
So if Jesus performs miracle, then I can see it.
只是说现在没有神迹。
Yes, now there's no miracle.
因为没有耶稣行神迹的对象，没有有病的，没有被鬼附的人在耶稣跟前。
Because Jesus has no opportunity, no object to perform his miracle.
如果说门口这些人是对道不感兴趣的人，他们就在那边闲得很无聊。
So they will be not very interested. They have nothing to do outside.
哦，现在看到有个人。被四个人抬着过来了。
Now we see one paralytic who was carried by four people.
是个瘫痪的病人。
And he is a paralytic.
耶稣行神迹的对象来了。
Now it's an opportunity for Jesus to perform his miracle.
这是他们盼望的。
Now this is what they were hoping for.
他们肯定兴奋起来。
Now they're getting excited.
肯定会张罗，哎，他让他进来。
And they will, you know, trying to help say, oh, let's get a part get away so this person can get in.
这样，如果说把他们送到耶稣跟前，他们就能够满足看神迹的那个愿望、好奇心。
They brought this person in front of Jesus. Now they fulfill their curiosity so they can see Jesus performing miracles.
然而三卷福音书都没有记载有这样的人出来。
Now, in all these three Bible recordings, this type of person are not there.
显然那些要看神迹的人已经没有在耶稣跟前了。
So we know those people just for the miracle, just want to see the miracle.
他们都离开了。
They left already.
没有离开的，挤在屋里的。在门外踮着脚往里撑着头听的，全是要听耶稣讲道。
So that people stay, they either they're sitting inside or crowded at the door, or they are standing up trying to see inside. They're the one really want to hear the preaching, hear the truth.
他们希望听到耶稣讲的真理是什么
？They want to hear what is the truth in Jesus' preaching.
我们在这里看到耶稣两次渡海的目的。
Now you see why Jesus is crossing this Sea of Galilee twice.
分别跟随他的人。
He's separating the type of people who are following him.
像要看神迹的人排除掉。
So those people who just want to see the miracles were left behind.
耶稣要那些愿意听真理的人来跟随他。
Jesus want only want those people who are going after him for the truth follow him.
上个星期彭向弟兄讲哥罗西书讲道。
Last week, Brother Peng Xiang preached on the letter to the Colossians.
提到耶稣基督来了，在十字架上拆除了人之间的隔断的墙。
Now, when Jesus died on the cross, he tear down the wall between God and man.
哥罗西书三章十一节是这样说的，在此并不分希腊人、犹太人，受割礼的、未受割礼的，化外人、希古底人，为奴的、自由的，唯有基督包括一切。
And in the verse 11, here there is no Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all.
这些人在耶稣基督里都成为一了，不再有分别了。
Now, you know, these people, we are united as one in Jesus. There's no difference among us.
而我今天在这里要强调的是另一方面。
Now, today when I talk about, there is a difference, but it is in a different perspective.
新的分别。
A new separation.
在新的国度，当一个新的国度在地上建立的时候，必然会有新的分别。
When a new kingdom was established on earth, there will be a new difference.
这个分别是完全不同于世上世人的分别。
But this separation is unlike those differences on earth, in this world.
不再是种族上的分别。
There's no difference in race.
社会地位的分别
No difference in social status.
贫富之间的分别
No difference among poor and rich.
主耶稣带来的分别是信仰上的分别
The difference brought by Lord Jesus is the difference in faith.
真理与谬误的分别
Truth and the wrong, the difference.
天国子民与世上子民的分别
The people of the kingdom of God and the people just of this world, that's different.
在今天的经文中，我们看到耶稣两次渡海，将渴慕上帝真理的人从喜好世上神迹的人分别开来。
Today, from this verse, we know Jesus twice crossed the Sea of Galilee. He separated the people who are hunger for the truth.From those people who just want to see some miracles of this world.
现在耶稣特地向这一群渴慕上帝真理的人，耶稣宣告他具有赦罪的权柄。
Only to this group people who are thirst for the truth of God, and Jesus proclaimed, Jesus has the authority of forgiving sin.
我们特别强调，耶稣是特别向这一群人宣告，为什么？因为在九章二到六节的经文中，我们看到耶稣特地引出这个话题，不是说很自然的。
And now we emphasize again to this particular crowd who are searching for the truth. Jesus said, "I have the authority to forgive sins." And Jesus goes this great length to separate the other people out.
第二节说，有人用褥子抬着一个摊子到耶稣跟前来，耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，耶稣完全可以说，你站起来回家吧。
And also, Jesus specifically had this conversation. Now let's go to verse 2, say, you know, some people brought to Jesus a paralytic and then laying on the bed, and then when Jesus said, When Jesus saw their face and he saw the two of the paralytic said, Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣在这里说，小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。
Jesus said, My son, your sins are forgiven.
当然，有的人解经说，这是因为这个瘫痪病人是应当的罪使他瘫痪。
Some people might say, Oh yeah, he is paralytic because he has sinned.
所以说，耶稣说，你呢要把他罪先赦了。
So Jesus had to.Forgive his sin first.
但是耶稣不说这句话，就说你站起来吧，他们完了都站起来。
But Jesus don't have to do this. Jesus can say, standing up, walk. Then the guy will stand up and walk.
所以说主耶稣在这里很特意的要宣告他具有赦罪的权柄。
Jesus make sure he said, I have the authority to forgive sin.
向这群特殊的人宣告。
And proclaim this to this particular crowd.
好，我们讲第二个小问题，就耶稣赦罪的权柄。
Now let's talk about the authority to forgive sins of Jesus.
耶稣有赦罪的权柄，我们知道，因为他是上帝。
Jesus, of course, has authority to forgive sins because we know he's God.
并且耶稣真正的在十字架上为他所拣选的分别出来的人付上了罪的赎价。
And we know Jesus died on the cross, so he paid for the sins of the people he elected.
因为圣经说罪的工价乃是死，所以说每一个在罪中的人必须死，如果说不死，上帝的话就不公义不公平。
And of course we know in the Bible said the wage of sin is death, and if somebody sinned and does not die, then we know God is not righteous.
然后我们世人都死不起。
But of course on this earth we people don't want that, we cannot die.
所以说耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪死了。
We know Jesus died on the cross, for us.
所以说当耶稣在十字架上为他罪死的人，他这个罪的赎价已经付清了。
And so when Jesus died on the cross, the people he elected and people who believed him, their sin was forgiven.
他的罪就得赦免。
And their sin forgiven, because they paid for.
如果耶稣为他的罪在十字架上死了，然而他的罪还没得赦免，那么在末世的时候，上帝的审判又会临到他，这样他就要两次付上罪的赎价。
And let's say for people, for you and me, if Jesus died for us.And our sin was still not forgiven. So in the end of the world, and God's judgment will upon us again. So we effectively and had to pay our sin twice.
根据这个，我们就知道，认为耶稣基督在十字架上是为世上所有的人死，为所有的人付上了赎价，然而却有人没有得救的说法。是将上帝放在不公义的位置上。
Now, for the people who believe that Jesus died on the cross, died for everyone, and paid for all their sins, but then some people will not get the salvation, right? So, then this is put our Lord, our God, in a position that's not fair, not righteous.
因为上帝已经为所有的人付上了赎价。
Now you say God paid for everybody's sin.
所以说最后的审判就不应该再有了。
Then there should be no last judgment.
因为我们已经把债权还清了。
Because we already paid for the debt.
然而圣经里说上帝会有最后的审判。
But we know in the Bible.There will be last judgment.
而且圣经说有地狱。
And Bible describes there is hell.
那么这个最后的审判，如果说耶稣为所有的人已经付上了罪的赎价，这个最后的审判，上帝就是两次要人付上罪的赎价。
And so now you say Jesus died for everybody, then paid for everybody's sin. Then why there will be another judgment? So did God judgment?Come to people twice.
如果你欠别人一百块钱，你还了一百块钱，别人还问你要一百块钱，那你肯定说这个人太不公义。
And so let's say if you owe somebody $100 and you already return that $100, pay back that $100, and that guy say you still owe me another $100, then you will say this guy you are not fair.
所以说。耶稣为所有的人死了，付上罪的赎价，然而却有人没有得救，这个就把上帝放在不公义的位置上。
So that's we say why you put God into a position that's not fair, not righteous.
所以普救论的教义是亵渎上帝的教义。
So we say, you know, everybody is saved. This doctrine is the doctrine of blasphemy.
如果要持守这样的教义
，and if you still want to follow this doctrine,
只是为了显明我比上帝更有爱心。
So you want to say, oh, I have more love than God.
上帝没说要救所有的人，我说上帝应该救所有的人。
And because God didn't save everybody, then I say God shall save everybody.
当然，这个爱心只是口舌上的爱心。
But here, you know, your love is only in your lips.
说说而已，你不会为别人去死在十字架上。
And it's just lip service. You will not die for anybody.
所以这个爱心也不是行为上的爱心。
So your love is does not have action.
圣经是真理，所以说这个爱心也不更不是真理中的爱心。
And we know Bible is the truth, so we say that love is not from the truth.
圣经说，凡靠他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
In the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25, says this: Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost.Those who draw near to God through him.
这是真实的，是确实的。
And this is the truth. This is the reality.
因为耶稣已经为他付上了罪的赎价。
Because Jesus paid for the sin.
有的人听到这里就很高兴。
And now some people will be very happy, very glad.
太好了，耶稣拯救到底。
Oh, this is so great, and God will save me to the end.
所以我不管做什么事，我犯罪，干什么事都没事，耶稣必定拯救到底。
So no matter what I do, even I sin, and because God saved me to the end.
但有这样想法的人，却不是事实。
But this is not the truth.
因为当你有这样想法，说我啊，耶稣拯救到底，我可以做什么坏事都没事的时候，你是最不应该高兴的时候。
If you think you are very happy, you can sin anything, and God will save you in the end. This you should not be happy at all.
因为当你有这样想法的时候，你根本没有靠着耶稣基督进入到上帝的拯救里面。
And when you think about this, you are not coming in front of God.
你还没有得到拯救，怎么会拯救到底？
You don't have faith in Jesus.
所以有这样想法的，首先要想我要得到耶稣基督的拯救。
You're not saved, so how can God save you to the end? So if you want to be saved, you have to have faith in Jesus.
今天的经文告诉我们，主耶稣是有意向那些渴慕他真理的人宣告，他有赦罪的权柄。
And this verse once again tell us Jesus said to this particular crowd, this people.He has authority to say, to forgive sin.
我们从上面分析的经文中看到这些听到人的渴慕程度。
And from the words, in the Bible, we can see how focused, how serious these people are to listen to the truth.
他们的认真和专一到个程度不被任何事所干扰。
They are not distracted by anything.
四个人抬着一个瘫痪病人来，要从门里进去，他们无动于衷。
There's four people carrying one guy. They want to get in, and these people just don't care.
因为他们的注意力全在耶稣讲的道理。
And here, because their attention is focused on the Jesus.
最后四个抬瘫痪病人的人没办法，他就把病人抬到房顶上。我们知道。在以色列的房子上房顶，不是在屋里上，是在院子里上房顶。
And so these four people cannot do much, so they carried this guy, this paralytic, to the roof. And we know at that time, if you want to get onto the roof, it's not inside the room, it's outside the room, in the courtyard.
所以说，他们在院子里往楼梯那边去的时候，站在门外听到的人应该看到他们。往那边去。
So when they are trying to carry this guy onto the top of the roof, the people outside should see this, but they didn't see.
但是他们没看见。
They didn't see it.
因为他们只注意耶稣在讲道。
Because they are focusing their all attention to the preaching of Jesus.
四个人来到房顶开房顶。
And now these four people on top of roof, they open up the roof.
我们知道拆房顶，那是一个工程啊，有很大的动静。
And opening up the roof is a big activity. It's a big project.
但是那些听到的人不受干扰，好像没听到一样。
But those people who are listening to the preaching, they didn't hear it. They're not distracted.
如果他们听到了，他们肯定出来问问啊，你们不要有声音。
And if they hear it, they will come out. Hey, why are you guys making the noise?
那别人就会告诉他，我们有病人要得医治，你们那条路让我们进去。
So the people will say, well, we have some people who need to be healed. Then please open up and let us get in.
让我们进去，我们就没声音了。但是没人注意。
But nobody paid attention to that.
也没有人去问。
But nobody asked.
他们全心贯注的在听耶稣讲道。
And their whole heart, whole mind is listening to Jesus preaching.
主耶稣就是向这样一群人宣告，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
And Jesus is proclaiming.
我们要知道是向那些
has authority for giving sin.
向那些渴慕真理的人宣告，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
He is only told those people who are thirsty for the truth.
或许弟兄姊妹会说，在这些听到中间还有文士和法利赛人。
You may say again, oh, these people, there is Pharisees and the scribes.
因为圣经记载，有几个文士心里说，这个人说了前往的话了。
Because the Bible records this.And some of them say, "Oh, this man is blasphemy."
我们要知道，耶稣刚开始传道的时候，似乎没有人认信耶稣是上帝，耶稣是基督。
We should know, in the beginning, when Jesus started his ministry, not many people, no one believed he is the Son of God, he is the Christ.
就是跟随耶稣的使徒们。彼得到马太福音十六章十六节才认信耶稣，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Even the people, those apostles who followed Jesus, they didn't believe in the beginning. They didn't believe Jesus is Christ. And Peter, you know, the greatest apostle, he only got to when it's Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, and he made a confession, said.Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of Living God."
所以文士会心中有这样的想法，只能说明他们对真理、对信仰很认真。
So now let's go back to the scribes. When they think about this, this proof, they are very serious about the truth and the faith.
所以说我经常说，对信仰有问题。不是问题。
So I like to say, if you have questions regarding faith, that's not.
就怕人说我对信仰没问题，就我却不信。
And it's only a problem is when you say, oh, I have no questions regarding faith, and you don't believe. That's a problem.
没问题是因为你不认真。
If you don't have a question, means you are not thirsty for the truth.
你认真就会有问题。
If you are serious about the truth, then you will have a question.
当你提出问题，谦卑在上帝的话语下。
And when you have a question, and you humbly sit in front of God, listen to God.
我可以说，没信的早晚会信。
And if you don't believe, you will believe sooner or later.
信的人对真理会越来越有长进。
And when you believe, then You will learn more and more about the truth.
其实这些文士和法利赛人也是一样。
So these Pharisees and the scribes are the same way.
他们有问题并不是问题。
And they have questions, that's not a problem.
他们只要谦卑在耶稣的教导之下，他们也最后一定会归信耶稣基督。
If they humbly in front of Jesus preaching and the soul in the future, they will believe in God, in Jesus.
成为基督徒。
And become Christian.
我们知道圣经中有尼哥底母就成为了耶稣门徒的法利赛人。
And we know in Bible Nicodemus is a Pharisee, but he became a disciple of Jesus.
所以今天的经文告诉我们，耶稣 那赦罪的恩典是赐给那些对真理、对上帝的话语认真的人。
And so today's words tell us the grace of salvation is only given to those people who are searching to the truth and who take God's word very seriously.
所以说第一步我们要在信仰上认真。
So as the first step, you have to be serious about your faith.
你不在乎，
if you don't care,
耶稣不会把赦罪的权柄赐给你的恩典赐给你。
And Jesus will not give you the grace of salvation.
好，我们和大家分享第三问题。
Now the third part.
经文对我们说话。
Now what the scripture telling us.
主耶稣在登山宝训的时候，在五章到七章的时候，他没有宣告他有赦罪的权柄。
In chapter 5 to chapter 7, when Jesus had the Sermon of the Mount, he did not say he has authority for your sin.
我们知道登山宝训的时候听到的人远远超过这一次听到的人。
And we know in the Sermon of the Mount, the crowd is much, much bigger than this crowd.
主耶稣下山之后连续行了许多神迹。
And when Jesus came down from the mountainside,He performed many, many miracles.
在马太福音八章十八节，有许多人围着他，他也没有向他们宣告他有赦罪的权柄。
Next verse 18 in chapter 8, there's a large crowd following Jesus, and he didn't say he has authority for being sick.
当主耶稣在加他那赶出两个被鬼附身的人的鬼，合成的人都迎接他的时候。主耶稣也没有宣告他有赦罪的权柄。
Now let's in the gathering when Jesus drive out two demons from that person, and the whole city come out to welcome him, and Jesus didn't say, "I have no authority to forgive sin."
而在这些认真并专一听到的人中间，主耶稣特意的宣告他有赦罪的权柄。
And Jesus only.To this particular crowd, and Jesus specifically proclaimed, "He has authority to forgive sin."
这是主耶稣第一次宣告他有赦罪的权柄。
And also, from the Bible, this is the first time Jesus proclaimed, "He has authority to forgive sin."
主耶稣首次对那些人宣告他有赦罪的权柄，其中必然带有救恩的真理。
And now let's think about it.This is the first time Jesus said he had authority for forgiving sin. There must be some truth in there regarding salvation.
这个真理就是说，在真理上认真专一，在上帝话语上认真专一的人，耶稣要赐给他赦罪的恩典。
And now you can conclude this is only if you are serious about your faith.I'm very serious about God's word, and to these people, Jesus will give you the grace of salvation.
听了今天的信息之后，我们就不能够，我们只希望主耶稣上帝的恩典救恩，只要得到那永远的生命，我们却不喜欢上帝的真理，离开了真理是不可能有救恩的。
So from today's message, and we should not behave like.We just love God's salvation and we want that everlasting life, but we don't care about God's truth, and because apart from the truth, there will not be salvation.
我们也不能单单的在这里求上帝的赐福，却不愿意让上帝来做我们生命的主。没有在耶稣基督里面，是无法得到上帝的赐福。
And now we cannot just ask, only love to ask for God's blessing, but we don't want God to be the Lord of our life, because apart from Jesus, there will be no blessing.
耶稣对那些对真理认真的人宣告他有赦罪的权柄，对真理认真，对上帝话语的认真，对今天的基督徒来说，首先要认定圣经是上帝的话。
And Jesus told those people who are very serious about the truth and say, I have the authority to forgive sin. So, how to be serious about the truth? How to be serious about God's word? And to us, today's Christians, we should first make sure to believe Bible is God's word.
如果我们没有认定圣经是上帝的话，说我们对真理很认真，是我们是很专一的，那就是一句空话。
Now, if we don't believe Bible is God's word, then we say, oh, we are very serious about the truth. That's empty.
如果你没有认定圣经是上帝的话，你所知道的圣经与那，虽然你知道那圣经，但是你与不知道圣经的人是一样的。
You don't believe Bible is God's word, and you know everything about Jesus, then you are the same as the people who don't know about Bible.
因为没有，当你没有把圣经作为上帝的话来看的时候，它只是一般的书。
If you don't treat Bible as God's word, then Bible is just a book like any other book.
你看一半的书，你比别人多看一本书，你和别人没什么区别。
And so you just read one more extra book. So what's the difference between you and another guy?
所以说，我们一定要认定圣经就是上帝的话。
So we must hold this steadfast. Bible is God's word.
而今天的基督教恰恰在这一点上，许多时候不认定。
But now, a lot of Christians.At this point, they are not holding steadfast.
现在基督教就许多时候，不是说所有，许多已经走上了人本的道路，成为以人为中心的宗教。
And today, a lot of Christians or a lot of places, they become people focused. They are a religion of people centered.
圣经在我们生命中已经没有权威。
Bible does not have authority in our heart.
我的感觉，我的认为就是权威。
And my beliefs, my explanations are authority.
这就是以人为本的新派神学一直在诋毁圣经。
And this is the basis of the people-centered, this new theological school of thought. They are the one.Actually, is against the Bible.
过去这些新派神学诋毁圣经只是在神学领域里面，现在已经进入到教会，进入到信徒的思想当中。
In the past, this new theology, liberal theology, is only in the theological circles, but now, unfortunately, it entered into the church and entered into our, the Christian thought.
使基督徒，许多基督徒都不看重圣经，是我们生命生活的权威。
So a lot of Christians no longer believe Bible is the authority of our life.
几天前收到国内一个要走归正教会同工的邮件。
A couple days ago, we received an email from a coworker from a Chinese church who are going to go.So this reform the Presbyterian church transformation.
因为我们教会长老团是他们教会的治理主体，所以他们把情况就反映到我们教会来。
Because our elder session is their advisory session right now.
邮件反映他们教会在九月一号主日发生的事情。
And they talk about what happened on September 1st in their church.
并且邮件陈述了这个事情处理过程，整个过程。
And in this email, they talk about the whole process of this incident.
这件事起因，是他们教会有个同工。
And the beginning of this is there's a coworker from this church.
在星期天，他叫上另外一个会员帮他一起搬家。
And on Sunday, he asked another brother in this church to help him.To move, he's moving from one place to another place.
所以教会代理同工认为他这个行为是违背了 十诫的第十诫，守安息日，他们没有守安息日，所以诫命。
So the leader of their of the coworkers and believe、this is a sin. This is a sin against the、the we shall observe Sabbath day.
带领同工就找到谈话。谈话的结果是，那位搬家的同工不认为自己违背了安息日。
And so they talk with this、coworker, and but now he don't believe he is against the law.
他认为按照圣经的原则与西敏信条教导太过苛刻。
And he believe, you know, if we had to follow the Bible、of observing the Sabbath day.For observing the Westminster Confession, then it's too harsh.
他不认同，也不愿意受到这样教导的辖制。
And so he cannot agree, and he don't want to be under this law.
圣经对有关安息日的教导是非常清楚的。属于上帝的子民，安息日那天，圣经说，无人何工都不可做。
But the biblical teachings on Sabbath day is very clear. For God's people, on Sabbath day, you cannot do any work.
以色列人出埃及的时候，上帝从天上赐玛拿给他们。但是在圣经记载，安息日那天，天上就不降玛拿，因为上帝不要以色列人在安息日那天有时间玛拿的劳作。
When the Israel come out from Egypt, God gave them the manna in the desert, and that's their food. And the Bible recorded on Sabbath day, there's no manna from the heaven, and because God don't want Israel to go pick up the manna, that's work.
上帝将这一日定为圣日，并且上帝说：“我赐福这一日。”
God.Make this day the Sabbath day and bless this day.
我们要知道这是上帝的话，是真理。
And we should know this is God's word, this is the truth.
那位弟兄安息日搬家，明显违背了安息日诫命。
And that, so for, to that brother, he moved on that day, obviously he transgressed against this、Sabbath day law.
不过我们可以理解。
We can understand.
因为在这个弯曲悖逆的世界里，因为在我们身上，我们虽然得救了，我们身上仍然残留着亚当的罪性。因为我们有肉体，仍然活在这个世界里，我们有肉体上的各种需要、软弱。
And we know, you know, this earth is the evil one, and of course, in our creation, we still have that original sin.From Adam, and we are weak in our body, and we have our daily needs.
没有人能够完全遵守上帝的律法，也没有人能够完全遵守上帝的话语。
No one can follow the law, the God's law, perfectly, and no one can follow God's word completely.
因此，在末日审判的日子里。我们仍然需要耶稣基督的宝血遮盖。
So that's why in the last day of the judgment, we still need Jesus' precious blood to cover us.
这一点我们都很清楚。
And we are clear on this.
我们也不会一味的去指责别人。
And we should not just.
然而，问题的严重性不是我们不能遵守上帝的律法。
We should not go to criticize other people. But what's important is we know we cannot follow the God's word completely or perfectly.
问题的严重性是我们不能遵守上帝的律法，我们却去篡改上帝的律法，让这个律法成为我们可以遵守的。
It's not, you know, what's important is not we cannot follow the God's word completely, but what's important is.If we cannot follow it completely, then we will try to change God's law. We try to change God's law to fit our needs. Then that's the problem.
上帝真理的标准是在上面。
The truth.
没有人权利把它往下降。
The standard for truth is here is very high. No one has authority lower.
我们可以做不到，我们认罪，我们可以做不到，我们要借耶稣基督的宝血来到上帝面前，但是我们没有权把上帝的律法降到我们能做到的程度。
We may not able to follow God's word completely perfectly, but that's okay. That's why we still need Jesus. We need Jesus' blood, but we cannot lower God's standard, so we can meet the need.
所以说，那位搬家童工，问题是要将上帝的律法降到他能够遵守的程度，他没有。
So this poor, he did not repent. He want to lower God's standard to a point so he can follow.
这是上帝的真理，没有人能够动。
God's truth, no one should lower.
如果说我们遵守不了，我们遵行不了，我们把上帝的真理往下降。
But if we cannot follow and then we try to lower it, then
那我们手中就不是这本圣经了。
Then what's in our hand is not this Bible anymore.
我们信的也不是圣经所启示的上帝了。
Then what we believe is not God revealed from the Bible.
所以说，上帝的话语是安定在天的，谁也不能够动的。
God's word is in heaven. Nobody can change.
罗马书十二章第二节说：“我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的良善、存钱可喜悦的旨意。”
In the book of Romans, the letter to Rome, the chapter 12, verse 2, as they say, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
圣经不允许我们改变上帝话的意思，而是要我们心，要我们心意更新而变化，要我们归到上帝真理里面，这样我们才能够从这个世界上分别出来，才能够真正的明白上帝良善、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
Bible does not allow us to change God's word. Bible asks us to renew our mind and be transformed, and ask we need to go back to the truth revealed in the Bible. So only through this way we can be set apart from this world. And we can know what is good, what is perfect, what is acceptable to the will of God.
提摩太后书三章十六十七节说，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
In the second of Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17, it says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in the righteousness, that men of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
所以这两节圣经告诉我们，上帝的话就是教训、督责、归正基督徒的。所以每个基督徒受到上帝话语的约束是非常正常的事情。如果一个基督徒说我不被上帝的话约束，那你怎么样学义，又怎样对会对我们有益处，又怎么可能成为完全，更不可能行善。
And these two verses told us God's word is to teach us, to reprove us and to correct us.And we need to follow God's word. And if a Christian was not following God's word, was not bounded by the God's word, then how can you become righteousness? And how can God's word be benefit of us? And how can we be perfect? And how can we do good works?
一个基督徒如果不被上帝的话约束，不被上帝的话管理， 必然会被恶者所辖制，被邪恶所管理。
If a Christian was not following God's word, was not managed by God's word, then we must be bounded by the evil one, and we are following Satan.
所以我们不要想在上帝和撒旦之间还有个空间，这个空间是属于我们的，这是不可能的。人不是属于上帝，就是属于撒旦。
As a Christian, let's not believe there is a space between God and Satan, and that space belongs to us. That is impossible. A person, if you are not belong to God, then you must belong to Satan.
主耶稣在世上的时候，主耶稣批评最严厉、批判最严厉的是谁？就是那些法利赛人。因为法利赛人就是一个降低上帝真理标准，并且以自己遵循了被他们降低的标准为自义的人。
And when Jesus on this earth, he harshly criticized the Pharisees, and because Pharisees are those people who will lower God's standards, and then they become self righteousness because they followed that lower the standards of God.
人会很人会随己意的改变上帝话语的意思，根本原因是我们没有把上帝的话当作上帝的话，对上帝的话根本不认真，也根本不在乎。
And so why people will change God's word according to our own will is because they do not believe God's word is God's word, and they're not serious about God's word, and they don't care.
今天的经文向我们启示，耶稣是不会像那这样的人，对上帝的话语不认真的人宣告他有赦罪的权柄，赦罪的恩典也不会临到这样的人。
So what we learn from today's verses, because Jesus will not tell those people who don't take God's word serious that he has the authority to forgive sins. And so therefore, the salvation, the grace of salvation will not give to them.
那我们一起谦卑在上帝的话语下，真正的顺服上帝的话，真正的去遵循上帝的话，也能够真正的得到耶稣基督赦罪的恩典，成为一个新造的人。
Now let us humbly follow God's word and obedient to God's word, and so we can truly get the grace of salvation from Jesus Christ, and we become a new person.
好，我们低头祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你将你宝贵的话语赐下来，因着你的话语我们能够面对我们的世上这个，面对这个世界，也知道我们在地上该如何行。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word, and because of your word we know how to face this world and how to act in this world.
我们在这里也向你大大的张口祈求，求你借着你的话语赐下你的能力来，让我们能够有能力遵循你的话语。
We boldly ask you, please give us the strength we can follow your word.
让我们一生能够荣耀你的名。
So we can glorify your name whole life.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.